Amos Perek Beis Pasuk Vav, as Dr. Mendel Hirsch, son of Rav Shamsher Mofal Hirsch, says, a beautiful introduction to this section. And now to the kingdom of Yisrael, not a word of reproach about the rejected Beis HaMikdash, the desecrated Shabbos and Yontif, non-observance of Kashrus, but a mirror is held up to them, out of which a dark picture of unspeakable demoralization, complete corruption in state and family stares back at them. Absent are all feelings of justice, of humaneness, of shame in their society. A mercenary officialdom offers a ready obliging hand to the avarice of the upper classes, with misuse of legal formality to exploit the poorer classes. Added to all this wretchedness, a heartless clergy, the worthy ministers of religion of their own making, grants their blessings. Destruction of the state, expropriating all possessions, which had led to this degeneracy, were the sole ways to preserve a future for the family of Israel. Keep in mind, this is 5 out of every 6 Jews. This is 82% of Klal Yisrael is in Malchus Yisrael. Rabbi Etshalom adds, it includes a mini historiography of God's great kindnesses for Israel. Indictment and punishment are expanded, but the accusation is not limited to a single crime, the fourth, or punishment as monochromatic as the earlier ones. So, Ko Amar Hashem. So remember, the target audience is Israel, and this is supposed to reach them, and they're supposed to listen. But as we said before, the batting average for most of these Nevi'im is 0-0-0. Ko Amar Hashem. Al Shlosha Pishe Yisrael V'Arba'a Lo Ashivenu. For 3 transgressions of Yisrael, and for 4 I will not recant, I will not return them. So we've got the 3-4 formula, but the thing is, it's going to be a lot more than 3. What are the sins of Yisrael? Not sins of frumkeit, not ben adam lamakom, ben adam lachavero. And we're listening to this within Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We should be taking this very seriously indeed. Al michram bakesef tzadik, for selling an innocent man for money. Rashi says the judges would base it on the bribes they would receive from the opponents to find people guilty. Ve'evyon ba'avur na'aloyim, and a poor man in exchange. Now, literally, that means for shoes. But na'aloyim in this context is explained by Targum Yonasan and others to lock the fields up so they would inherit them. A poor man's judgment would be perverted, so he would have to sell his field. And the other person would then come and lock them all up and buy them really cheap on foreclosure. So you're doing injustice of a financial way. And pasuk, Zayin Hashoafim al Afar Eretz Berosh Dalim, who aspire on the dust of the earth concerning the head of the poor, or Shoafim, who look greedily, covetously, at the dust of the earth on the head of the poor. When you walk on the dust, you pay no attention to the roadway. All you're thinking about is how to rob poor people and take property from them. Radak and Ibn Ezra say the dust on the head of the poor, they want to drag the poor people through the dirt, drag them by the hair, trample on them, put dust on their heads. They look with contempt at the lower class. I read a really fascinating article this morning about the PMG, the professional managerial, PMC, professional managerial class. And it was fascinating. This was written by a real socialist about how middle class people who are finding their dreams stymied by a lack of jobs that'll pay them what they feel they're worth, by a lack of ability to buy houses. So they've suddenly become socialists. But they've really only suddenly become socialists because right now they care so much progressively about, oh, the poor people, oh, the other classes. But then they tell the other classes what to do, and they're very self-righteous. And they put down the actual lower classes of states they don't like working class blue-collar people in Kansas and Nebraska. They could care less, and they say their values are terrible and they deserve to be punished. But really, these are people who identify with the upper class themselves. They want the money that was supposed to come with their Ivy League educations. And instead, they're selling out their own class and selling out the lower class, all in the name of what they consider to be humanitarianism and virtue signaling. It was fascinating. a real discussion about how deep this belief in them is, which is really shallow by, you know, an inch, of social justice that only applies as long as it aligns with what it is they're mad about. They feel they're entitled to a better life that they're not receiving in America right now. So let's vote for Zahran Mamdani. And this is that. This is the dust on the Rosh Dalim, on the head of the poor. V'derech hanavim yatu, and they pervert the ways of the humble. Oh, me, yeah, I'm really humble. I'm so humble that all I care about is bike lanes. And by the way, I would like free grocery stores for me, even though I make six figures, but I don't make enough six figures. So our society might not be that far away from this. V'ish v'aviv yelchu el hana'ara. And this is one that we've seen in other parts of Nach, where a man and his son, or a man and his father, are not ashamed to go and be intimate with the same girl. And why? Laman chalel ashem kodshi, in order to profane my holy name. So Radak says, perverting justice with the bribes that they get from the rich. Targum Yonason also says that this is really another economic issue. That this is an absolute chilul Hashem in just about every way that one could imagine. A son and his father? What about I'm Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you. Remember, this is four out of every five Jews. This is not just one small group of people who are going to be exiled. This is almost everybody. Ches v'al begodim chavulim yatu. And they recline on garments that were pledged to them. So they took a loan from the poor, and they make their garments into couches or cushions, and they lie on them. And remember what the Torah says in Mishpatim, that if you take a pledge from the poor, you're supposed to return it to them. You want a blessing from the poor. Not in Malchus Yisrael, they didn't. Eitzel kol mizbeach, next to every altar. Every altar they have to Avodah Zarah that they keep in the house. They recline and eat and drink in their temples on things that they got from widows and orphans. This is terrifying. And even in the bamos that they made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is even worse. The yein anushim yishtu, and they drink the wine of the people that they find, the people that they had penalties for in court. And they take their wine away and then guzzle it down. Where? Beis Elohim, in the house of their God, with their idols that they have right next to them. Eating sacrificial flesh that they're making to the Avodah Zarah. And you're absolutely just destroying your own legacy. And remember, as we're going to see in the next pasuk, we should have some Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in Malchus Yisrael, we lack that absolutely and completely.